Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about the year of being seen. And I'm excited. I've been telling you about Donovan Ross coming on board as the CEO of Urban City, Global Television Networks, and Black and Vocal. And we also have John Green in for GB. And then we have this as a this is our Simplicity in Life TV network as well, and our Language of Kings and Queens TV network and our Elections network this year. So we've just been busy, you know, in the way of media and understanding. And so, you know, I'm excited about this. We have a podcast network launching, you know, Black and Breath and Bulk, Breath and Voices for strong, you know, dealing with our African-American women. And so I'm just excited about all of this. And so one of the things that we're going to be talking about is being seen to yourself. We've been talking about the year being seen and how we're seen. We're seen in three ways. We're seen to the spirit of love, which is, you know, there's no racism, hate, sexism with love. Everybody's seen in the same level. And then how we're seen to ourselves. You know, understanding that you are not people's opinions, you are not people's thoughts, you are not, you give value to yourself. This is one of the reasons why we walk in the way of the kings and queens. We have this attitude and we speak these things over ourselves. I am a king, I am a queen. You speak that over yourself. You take a minute, look in the mirror and speak those things over yourself. In that, one of the things is you're giving value to yourself. You're not what the world thinks. Racism is, you know, a lower energy, and it's, you know, and it's, you know, those are, you know, same thing with sexism. You know, we have this Israeli-Palestinian war, and and people are taking sides, but though it's life that matters. Those are lives that are being affected on everybody's sides, so everybody matters in this situation, not power, not trying to grab something. But one of the things is that we see each human life on the same equality scale. And this is one of the reasons why, in the spirit of love, when love comes in, you know, anything that's not like you is evicted. That's what love does. Love evicts people's thoughts and opinions out of your life and puts the real you there. The real you. Love feeds the real you. That's what love does. Love feeds the real you, the real energy of you. So, and it's by your energy you attract things into your life. That's what love does. Love feeds the real you. You can't get this from other people. That's why one of the reasons that self-love is one of the most powerful energies in the universe, because you love yourself. And when you love yourself, you don't care what anybody thinks. And you love yourself in a way, not through conceit, thinking you're better, but you love yourself and taking time with yourself, everything. I remember in Washington, D.C., one of the things I used to do twice a week, I would take myself out. one would be the art galleries, to the National Art Galleries downtown near the White House on the National Mall. I would take myself out to, and then on the weekends, I would spend at Barnes & Noble's reading every weekend. And that's what I would do. And it was wonderful because, you know, you're just loving on yourself. And this is one of the things to do. You know, what matters to you? Having confidence, learning to get rid of toxic people. That's one of the beautiful things that I did. I got rid of toxic people out of my life. And these are you understanding people that are manipulating. You need me. We talked about the last time. When you hear that, you hear statements like that. You need me. You don't need them. Always remember that. You need me. You wouldn't be where you are without me. Just statements. Those are manipulating statements. And you don't need them because they need you. And so this is one of the reasons why, you know, we see ourselves in the love, because it's pure. Love is pure. Love is perfect and it's pure. And it casts out people's thoughts and opinions. And once you know about you, this is self, you know, self-love leads to self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is a very powerful thing. It's an extremely powerful thing because people can't shake what you know about yourself. Once you know something, people can't shake it. And that comes from you. What comes from you is for you. That knowledge, no one knows what the spirit says to you, but you. This is why one of the things you have leads us to the next part. You have that relationship to yourself. When you have that self-knowledge, you are empowered and you're confident. Your confidence is built because your spirit begins to tell you who you are. And so this is one of the things that happens. Your spirit tells you who you are, and no one can shake that from you. Because once you know yourself, your spirit, your energy will lead you into the ways and the places you're supposed to go, because what's in you has been written before the foundations of the world. This is one of the reasons why the universe sees us all on the same level. You are assured of wealth. You are assured in good relationships. These are things you're assurance of. You know, when somebody thinks they're better than you because of their money, their fame, their power, they are mistaken, because that doesn't make them better than you. You know, we're all guaranteed wealth. We're all guaranteed health. We're all guaranteed love. That's to everybody. That's been given in a higher place that people can't change. These are spiritual laws that are written in you. This is one of the reasons why I'm teaching, you know, my people, this is what you need to know. You are guaranteed these things in your life. This is one of the reasons why you use your imagination to see what you want, and the universe will make it happen. This is why worry is a misuse of your imagination. This is why you use your imagination to think about what you want. Think about good health. Think about good wellness. This is why you use your imagination for positive things. This is why you visualize. I have everybody visualize themselves under a waterfall of love. And then, you know, you begin to know things. It just works really simply. This is how it works. So, you know, and then we'll talk about the imagination later, but the imagination is very powerful. But what you want, this is, as a writer, I love using my imagination. This is what I did for our show Social Academia in 2003. I wrote it in graduate school about my best friend Craig. Based on my best friend Craig and my former girlfriend Beth, I did that. And you know, you just sit there and imagine every aspect of that. It was really kind of funny in that there's a character named Charlie that's based on me, and somebody read the script. They were like, "This is you," and it was really interesting. This is how the power of the imagination works. I'd already gone through all 13 episodes in my mind of that show. And one of the things that happened was I had somebody read it, and they knew what was going to happen to the main character, JP. They knew what was going to happen. And I didn't tell them. They just knew. And that's how powerful the imagination is. They read the story. You know, and what happens is, and this is why, you know, your story. We'll talk about your story later. You know your story. Begin to write out your story, because one of the things is, I wrote out JP's story. As a writer, one of the things you learn is that you create somebody else's story. And this is one of the things, you're not living somebody else's story. You're living your own. This is one of the reasons why you script out your life. You know your story. What is your story? And learning to do that, we'll talk about part two of this later, about learning your story. This is why you script out your life about what you want. What is your story? You are telling your story. That's what history is. History is telling somebody's story. History is telling a story about what something happened. This is one of the reasons why we know the true history of the story. And that's one of the things I did with Social Academia. I created the story of somebody. You know, you create the characters and you create their story. And this is what we do. We tell stories with media. We're telling the stories. This is what John Green is doing. He's telling stories, people's stories. This is what we do. We tell stories. You know, you're telling the story of JP and Brandon. You're telling their stories. You tell the story of Beth. That's why I use real people. You're telling their stories in this show, Social Academia. And this is important. And this is the same thing with you. What is your story? When you understand that your story means only goodness and kindness will seek you out, will pursue you all your days. When you know your story means that, you know, you are called to be rich, all you got to do is agree and accept, because you're agreeing with the universe. That's what you do. You agree. You know, that's what confession means. Same thing as you're agreeing with the universe about something that's already yours. You are a king. You are a queen. You're telling your story. I am a king and queen. That means you have this attitude. You begin to, you know, this begins to get in your aura. This is really important, to be in your aura. You're a king and queen. I have perfect health. This is a part of your story. These are things of your story. So learn to begin to tell your story, and you learn to live your life. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We are talking about the year being seen in your story and really telling your story. And your marriage is your story to the world. You get to write your story. And that's really important in your life, you know, for you to get to write your story. It's important. You and your partner are the authors of your story. This is one of the reasons why you get a piece of paper out or your tablet, and you begin to write your story. And your story is important because it's an expression or book read to the world. You are in a book. When people see you and your partner together, that's your story. Is your story a story of turbulence and drama and violence and hate? Or is your story is it a love story? You get to decide that. When people see you in public, do they see how much you love each other? Your story in public is a result of your story in private. How are your stories to one another? What are the conversations to you, one another? Your story is what people see. It's what people see and people are writing every day. And your story is important. Your marriage can be an example to somebody else. It's what's seen. It's how you treat each other, how you talk to each other, how you support each other. Your story is written to the world. They will see it visibly. People will look at you, your energy. I remember when I was growing up and I was in college, my mentor, Rick Sizemore, I saw his story. You know, he was doing his full-time thing, but he was also at home doing laundry. He was doing laundry and taking care of the house. That was his story. But that because he was, you know, it was an equal marriage. You know, he grew up in the South and it was his story. But that was part of his story that I saw in public. Your story that you write and in your home and in your relationship is a story that people will see written in the world. If you're full of hate, if you're full of infidelity, people will see that in public, and they, you know, that's your story. That's what people don't understand. The Real Housewives of Atlanta is that story. Their story. That's what people see. That's your story that people see. The hate and, you know, that's their story. I remember Michelle Obama, and President Obama, that's their story. People saw their story, one of support and love for each other. Strong, very strong couple. That's their story. They could see the love that was between them. That's what people saw in the world, that love between these two. That was their story. The other places, Eleanor Roosevelt, the same thing. They could see her story of her husband supporting her husband. These are their stories. And so your story in your marriage is up to you. What is your story? What is the narrative that you want to give? You are in charge of the narrative for your story in your life. What are people seeing? And that's important to remember. So tell the world your story. Make it a good one so people can emulate the good story. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're talking about the year of being seen in 2024 and understanding how to be seen. And one of the things that's most important is how to be seen to yourself and what you want in your relationship. Far too many people are spinning the dial and trying to find relationships with people who don't have the same energy or the same energy match, which is very, very important. Once you get past the physical, the energy of a person is extremely important because that shows the real them. The energy of a person is the real them. That's the inner self, the inner energy, the inner spirit. This is what flows from them all the time. And so once you get past the infatuation, you have to deal with the real person. You have to deal with their personality, their intentions, their heart, you know, all these parts of them. This is the real them. You have to deal with the real person. And so this is one of the reasons why we have to learn to have a relationship to ourselves. You are an energy of love, empowerment, and wisdom, and you're not seeking people. You're attracting them to you because it's their energy. When somebody has a bad negative energy in their mouth, and I'm going to read you some things here. When a person has a bad negative energy, you know, it's a problem, because one of the things that happens is that's that person's energy. That's the real them. In understanding toxicity, and that's really super important. This is one of the reasons why we start off with love, encouragement, abundance, and peace. And you see yourself under a golden waterfall of love, being cleansed of any toxic energies. And so when you have toxic energy, when a person has a toxic energy, you have to realize, what that looks like, because that means they're, you know, it comes out of their mouth. And we're doing a series on my morning show talking about the heart, because this is what's in their heart. What comes out of their mouth is in their heart. And I want to read you, this is how you recognize these things. Recognizing a toxic person may be about more identifying how they make you feel rather than what they do or say. And that's important, how they make you feel. If you're interacting with a person with toxic behavior, you may feel confused, unsure of yourself, leave the interaction feeling drained, angry, or full of anxiety. Those are signs of toxicity. And so, so this is really important. This is coming from Better Up, so we can give you the right things. And this is why you want to be in good relationships, and you have a good relationship to yourself. We have a relationship to love, which is non-toxic. It's just a pure energy. And we have a relationship to ourselves. Those are the first two. These two will attract the others. And so let me tell you about this. This is from Better Up. And so, so you can have identify, you know, toxicity of toxic traits. So you understand, this is what you see at home, at work and in relationships or anybody else. I like what I'm gonna read this other statement. They say traits normally stay the same. Traits can change over time due to factors like experiences, belief systems, and major life changes. There's a distinction between trait and behavior. Traits are innate, meaning they're intrinsic in you. And behaviors are in our actions we have control over. You have control over your behavior. This is something to remember. For instance, a person's level of openness is a trait, but lying is a behavior. And so that's something they have control over. Lying is a behavior. Deception is a behavior. And unfortunately, people think this thing with side chicks and side guys is a good thing, but it's a behavior. So you have to understand the behavior. And so that's a behavior. That's something that you have control over. You know, lying is something you have control over. That's something you do. That's something you have control over. And so understanding these states, these traits, these are toxic traits. This is what's intrinsic in somebody. These are toxic traits. They're innate. They're intrinsic to somebody. This is who they are in their spirit, their energy. When we talk about toxic traits, they're usually talking about traits of a person. The term instead refers to a person's behavior. Behaviors can be characterized as healthy and unhealthy. Unhealthy or unhealthy toxic include selfishness, hostility, manipulation. These are our stuff, and this is what you see in relationships. Let me define selfishness as just self-centeredness. Everything's about you and nobody else. And then hostility is hate or just understanding. It's just, you know, aggressiveness. You know, you don't feel a sense of belonging, and you know, just hostility. And it's multiplied. You know, when you don't feel a sense of belonging, that's hostility. You don't feel like you belong. And that's important to remember. If you're in a relationship where you feel like you belong, then you need to get out. You need to find an exit. That's one of the reasons why you find an exit, because you feel like you don't belong there. And so that's a hostile trait. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, it's, you know, this is what also kills culture and commitment. Hostility is a poison. This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, when there's a hostility, it's a poison. It's poison. It's hostility is a poison. That's a trait in somebody. It's a poison to people's souls and spirits. That's hostility. Hostility, aggressiveness like that, it's poison. It's complete poison to your spirit and your soul. You know, it threatens people's well-being, mental health, and work performance as a team. You know, so these are things that are important. To remember, so, and this is when this is at home, you know, or in a relationship, this can affect your well-being, your mental fitness, and your work performance. And you don't want to be in those kinds of things, because, you know, when you have that kind of, you know, another term for hostility is animosity. It creates that place of unstableness and everything. This is why we're doing this series, so you understand, you know, what this is about. So, so understanding this, and this is from Better Up, but, and manipulation, you know, you need me, things like the last one, you need me, you know, terms like, you know, you can't do anything without me. You know that you need me. You know, I've done all this for you. These are manipulation. This is what, you've been manipulated, people, you know, and when people lose that power of these manipulation, they feel everything slipping. So they don't have the manipulation. You don't need that. You realize you don't need them. And so that, you know, they lose power. They lose any kind of source of control, because you wake up, to their manipulations. And once you're waking up, you don't go back. Cause once you realize, it doesn't change, you just go forward. And so this is one of the reasons why we understand these toxic traits and manipulation, you know, lying. There's a song by Mavis Bacon, all these smiling faces lying to the racist. I'll take you there, you know. And so, you know, this is one of the things we're doing. We're dismantling manipulation. This is one of the things that we're doing, dismantling manipulation. Things like you need them. You know, you can't live without them, and you know, nobody else will want you. These are statements they would use, and they're all false. And so, what once we understand, you know, this, that you're free in understanding what happens. I'm gonna go over a couple more, and then we'll pick this up on the next episode. But here are the first of the 30. Here are the first 30 of the toxic trait, negativity. A person who has with a negative negativity may see the world as cold, cruel, and evil. They may frequently complain, ruin the fun, or dampen people's spirits with their defeatist comments and actions. Okay, judgmentalness. A person who is judgmental may judge situations, people, or events without experience. For example, a friend may tell you that a concert will be boring or lame before you even arrive. Dishonesty. A person who displays dishonesty may lie or mislead others. The act of lying is a choice. That's a choice. When you lie, to lie to somebody is a choice. That's part of their behavior. They chose to do that. But dishonesty is the tendency to lie. This means this is habitual. This is a habitual thing when you lie. That's you do it on purpose. That's the whole purpose of what you're doing. Many people use dishonesty as a coping mechanism. Rigidness. A person who is rigid may be stubborn, inflexible, or unable to adapt when things don't go as planned. For example, an employee may struggle to adapt when a new boss joins your team. In changing the team, and changes the team dynamic. And rudeness. A person who displays rude behavior may speak or act without manners that most people would define as culturally inappropriate. For example, someone may talk to a server without saying please or thank you. And so these are just a few. We'll continue these in the next episode. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. I'm excited to announce Donovan Ross as our global head of global CEO over Urban City Networks and our Urban City companies. And he's also has a morning talk show called Coffee and Eggs that will be shown to the world. Also, the city. He's an executive producer. Excited for what he's doing this year. His morning show will be from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on our streaming network that you will find being seen around the world. And it's exciting to know you have somebody, you know, this situation going on with him. It's exciting. He also has his Donna Mari International company that is also launching as well. So it's a really exciting year. Not exciting for him and also John Green. John Green is our global CEO for GB, the GB network. John Green is also has Acoustic One that was also that's also working together. This is a big year for these young men. They're visionaries. They're world class. They're presenting world class entertainment. Excited for them. World class music. World class entertainment. So we're excited as we move forward. So join us this year. Thank you for joining me.